Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
This is the National Obsession, and very exciting, John.
Really exciting.
By hook or by crook, we find ourselves in the car park of Sutton United.
Just by
on Tuesday, the April, in the biggest game of the year so far.
I was just driving past and pulled up to the gate, and they said, "Just come in." You know, there's no,
it's just
no
nice
great conspiracy.
To be out of the house, John. No, we're very, very lucky with our job. We've been invited to the match. Very, very exciting, obviously, with it being such a big game. Even more exciting is in the car park, we're having a can of lager with Martin Gritton, which
just,
is...
Just, I'm always in a car park with a can of lager, and today it just happens to
yeah,
be...
How long have you been in this car park drinking?
I've been here for a couple of days, to be honest.
Because the last time we saw you was in this car park.
Sea containers behind us. I've fashioned one into a fetching flat.
Martin there Gritton is. Sea container is a very, very NatObs pod
feature. Feature, isn't it? Yeah. Martin Gritton's sea container.
What's in Martin's container?
What's he importing?
Very exciting game tonight. I'm really nervous.
Really, really. I suppose
nervous. You're here as a professional capacity.
Doing it, covering it for BBC Radio Devon. So interesting, because the last game where there were fans in the ground was a cover for Torquay, I think, was with you guys.
Yes.
The next is in
got,
it.
Look, got absolutely thrashed 2-0.
Yeah. Mm.
It was a thrashing.
That was horrible. And I did the King. I've done a couple of games since that have been quite interesting, like Kings Lane away, because that was when the fans were back in, the atmosphere was completely different. You could tell that it kind of affected the players. But I think hopefully, that I mean, with the Torquay, with the form that they're on, I mean, I'm a little bit more hopeful because I'm looking at the form and I'm looking at things. You're coming purely from the fan perspective. That
yeah, but we have watched every single game. I will say that. I've watched more Torquay United this year than I've ever watched any season because of the iPlayer and stuff.
Yes.
I did see you at Scholing away, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the mighty Scholing.
I think you were about as far from the pitch.
Yeah.
You may as well have been at Plainmoor covering the FA Cup.
That was an interesting setup. And they were the kind of team that you want to get in and out as quickly as possible. So that was another interesting. But that's the thing, this season has thrown up some absolute fascinating situations, some good games, and also, you know, a brilliant Torquay side. It's just a shame that they've not had the fans in, because this team deserves a crowd to watch them. Yeah. So, fingers crossed for tonight.
Last time we had you on, we just got Danny Wright. And I didn't quite understand. I don't know if you did, John. I think you knew more than me. He was still finding his feet a little bit. He hadn't scored
I was very unsure at the start.
And we were like, and then we asked you, what does he do? What does he do, Grits? And you told us exactly what, I can't remember what episode number it is, but go back to that and listen to that. And what a difference he makes. Just even coming in now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the lead in the line was the issue at this level, having players with experience that can lead the line but also score goals. And he has been pretty deadly, because with the chances that he gets with his head and his feet, and do you know what, he doesn't stop. Because I remember Josh was playing up front competing with him, and we were seeing the values of all the strikers. He had four strikers that had different qualities, and I think that was a great thing to have at the time. Now it's just about getting the wins, you know. You're at the business end, so you've got a player like him who's got the experience, so let's not put too much pressure on him tonight. But it'd be nice to see him get on the score sheet.
Yeah,
I think Torquay are the ones, you know, three wins on the spin, that is, doesn't matter how they've come, it's they're the ones with the points and the momentum, and I think, you know, something that could play in the back of their mind tonight. But listen, yeah, people will be listening to this after the results,
exactly,
so I could be shafting myself.
We do want you to shaft yourself, if possible.
Yeah. We were idly chatting just now. Someone has uploaded onto YouTube this huge archive of old Talk United, like entire seasons.
Okay.
And so I've watched probably half of the 2003-04 season. One, I've forgotten what a brilliant player Martin Gritton was.
I'd love to see someone
on there.
Every single game, it's unbelievable.
Since the late 70s.
You're kidding me.
It's
on YouTube.
It's right. This is good because people are disputing my bit, and they're quite right to do so.
Actually, before you carry on, before we say, let's do an episode where we sit and watch Martin Gritton.
With Martin Gritton.
Just to reiterate, we are not a Talk United podcast.
But we'll do that.
We're going to hold you to that.
But watching that, it's... I mean, I completely forgotten all of it. I was probably 12, 13 at the time. But it feels watching it now like it's a different game almost. And we were saying as well, I don't know if you, thinking back to it, can see whether it's just a difference in standard, but it feels like we got the ball forward quicker. It just feels
we were
different.
A direct team, and also you played on. It's interesting. You're absolutely right. I think the levels of coaching in the country, without getting too technical and boring about it, the levels of coaching in the country and the quality of the players that trickle down, and when you've got a manager like Gary that spots those players. If you look at some of the other teams, like we talked about Kings Lynn there, look at the Bromley, Eastleigh, they're similar sort of teams, perhaps that spend a little bit more time in the gym than we did in, I don't know, at Cafe Mambo or whatever it was. But at the same time, certainly the ability of the players that we had, you know, it was those match winners, whereas I think all of these are kind of more technical, but I'd love the chance of us to play the side like this, because just to see what happens.
Do you want to quickly watch one Martin Gritton goal?
Let's
with Martin
watch it.
Gritton.
Oh, he's got it on his phone. I can remember where it was.
Just make a good one, John.
No, it was really good.
2 foot arm, John, so we can all socially distance.
It was Scunthorpe away.
Oh yeah, look, one in behind Jason Fowler just dropped
it. And
it
was really lovely little touch.
Such soft.
There you go. Here
Jason
we are.
Fowler, what
there
player.
He is. There's Martin Gritton.
Yeah, I'll
tell you what, this is the little idea of what it'll be like.
Now, interestingly enough here, you'll see that I have no idea what's going on because I kick it with my right foot. Jason knows he's out. I go over and
look at the touch.
But I kick it with my right
touch.
Foot, which is like a cat foot. Cliff Burnie.
Beautiful.
Listen,
I've got
that
shirt.
So much nicer than perhaps I remember it, because I felt a bit.
Can you picture
place,
that in your mind's eye now?
Gorgeous.
If you close your eyes now, can you see yourself scoring that goal? Or?
That was a horrible game because Arjen van Heusden got fouled in the last minute of the corner. But the guy who used to do the commentary for the West Country News, he always used to give Arjen a bad time. He always used to dig guys out, and he went like
Martin Dean.
He was like, hallowed be thy name, what a legend he was. There was another guy did it, and he was like, oh, Butterfingers from Van Heusden, and he got absolutely levelled, and we were all going, Butterfingers. So Arjen used to go around, and because he was up in like kind of the crow's nest, he was like waiting. He goes, is that the guy that does Arjen's a scary big Dutchman. Why not? He was a copper.
We'll just say his shirt is available to buy on eBay. Genuinely is.
Yeah, you would not want that man.
He gets sent off after the final whistle in that.
Got Martin
in that
Dean's
game.
Blood on
he
it.
He went absolutely berserk with the ref.
that was an interesting one. But yeah, the commentary is something that I used to love in that West Country, because you never knew which side he was going to come down on, yours or the other team.
Do you think the score's going to be Martin?
Oh, God.
Come on.
I think it's going to be a couple.
I'll say first if you like.
I'm going to say 2-1 Torquay. It's going to be tight.
I think we're going to get beat.
Okay, I'll go draw. I'll go 1-1.
All right. We'll cover it all. Listen, gents, pleasure to chat to you. Well, thanks. I'll still be in this car park next year, but
yeah.
More cans.
The National Obsession.
As always, whenever we come to Sutton, there's only one person we want to see, and that's Tim Vine, who's organised for us to come this evening. How lovely of you, Tim, to rub it in our faces.
Well, it's, you know, it's a very, very important game, and I feel like you should be here for the moment the realisation settles
that it's not happening.
That it's going to happen for us and possibly not you.
You think?
I'm not sure, actually. Who knows?
Who
it's very
knows,
exciting
Tim?
Stage, isn't it?
I think it's going to be a draw tonight. I think it'll be too cagey. A cagey affair. I've said already that I think we'll lose, and now I'm saying...
Well, the last one was a nil-nil thriller.
It was
terrible,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really awful.
But it did have the added attraction you won't get here of the sea mist rolling in for the last quarter.
That was true. Yes. The Babbicombe end became, you couldn't see anything at all. So why have Sutton been so good this season, Tim?
Just the lack of mist. You know, if that's going to happen every home game, you've got no chance, have you?
Maybe that's where we've been going wrong all these years.
You want to get the equivalent of night vision with mist.
There was a earlier on in the season when it was behind closed doors, and we went like.
Oh, you played indoors, did you?
We went 11. What sort of doors are there? Yeah, right. We've got these open doors. We had 11 home games where we won every single game. Right. And everyone was going, let fans in. I was going, keep fans out. I think we've been the problem the whole time.
Yeah, well, I think that may be the case for us the other way around. I feel like, you know, keep them out because we're doing well without them.
Well, this is the trouble, isn't it? You have got a really good team. Beauteman, I'm scared of.
David Adjiboye.
Adjiboye is always the one. Yeah, as we found out last time.
I said to a lot of times, just kick him early on. Little reducer.
You can't get to him.
Reducer on that. You won't keep him anyway, so there we are. Right, let's go in and watch the game.
Come
on, here we are.
Masks on.
Bruce, you are the chairman of Sutton United Football Club. Very kindly having us here again. What a season for you. Unbelievable.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you know, far exceeded our expectations. I mean, our normal take at the beginning of the season is to get the 50 points so that we make sure we stay in the league. And this year we got to 50 points and we were only just halfway through the season, I think. So, I mean, it's been fabulous and, you know, the gaffer's done so well, really, and great squad of players, and it's just an absolute tragedy that we haven't been able to play in front of crowds. And
Tim Vine's been a great support, hasn't he?
Sorry about Tim Vine. Sorry,
Tim, Tim's been a great support, hasn't he, Bruce?
What, Tim Vine's just enjoying his last ever visit to Sutton United Football Club.
This is the charm, Bruce, very much. One thing I've thought about your team is you seem to have signed... we've been doing this podcast about the National League for about 3 or 4 years, and the team you have is full of players that we've always given a shout-out to, or they've always scored or been good at other teams, and they seem to have all come together at once. And experience, youth... bit of flair.
It's a real mix, actually, and I think you know, the recruitment is key to this. Matt's been you know, he just won't sign anybody without going to an awful lot of trouble to research them, look at videos, look at clips, and basically meet them and look them in the eyes and actually make sure they're going to fit into what he wants them to do. And this is the first season he's had his own team of players, obviously inherited some when he first joined us, and it's been absolutely brilliant. So, but that is that's the real key, is the recruitment of players. And obviously we've got 11 games to go, and you know,
shame you lose 6-0 tonight. Anyway, let's go and watch.
we'll reconvene on
let's
game,
reconvene,
shall we? That'd be nice.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you so much.
He said, anyway, we've got to go and watch the game. You know, the chairman's going to the game as well.
I know. Sorry, mate. There's a game on.
The National Obsession.
Here we go. Let's see what happens. Exciting, isn't it?
It feels... It's so quiet. I feel really bad talking during the game.
It's a bit like when we went Bournemouth away. We're off. Sure, I haven't seen on the stream, but very interesting note. Armand has had a haircut. That was our first bit.
It's just a big, incisive punditry.
This is a really interesting way to watch football.
It's really strange, isn't it?
Surrounded just by loads of pros.
I can hear the Sutton manager yelling.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's pretty even. I've got the wrong one. This is the most weird way to watch football I've ever been at in my whole life.
Timmis has compared it to a cattle market, which is...
Anyway, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, not the movement. I mean the...
fuck up, it's a corner.
Yeah, sorry. Which is what they say at a cattle market, isn't it?
Off the line.
It's fair to say I absolutely cannot cope with the whole situation.
We went about 15 minutes in the updates there because Charlie was wheeled into action as a live match commentator.
Director, cameraman and commentator all at the same time. The way the BBC, I understand, is going, John. We'll all be eventually. I'd commentate again then.
The Sutton stream went down, so Charlie is pressing to service. But don't ever say the National Obsession doesn't do anything for you.
We always said we're going to do a commentary
episode,
didn't we, John?
I just saw Jamie Pike on Twitter saying he's going to post us the £9.50 that he's paid for the stream.
Ask Tim Vine what he thinks about the game so far.
Which game? Oh, sorry, this one here. Yeah, it's quite similar to the last match that these two played, which was 0-0 in thick fog. This is similar without the fog at the moment, 0-0.
You longing for the fog, Tim?
I'm not longing for the fog. I'm longing for a few chances taken. We've had a few half chances come on Sunday. We don't have
another corner. Corner of Sutton. Odd game.
Tim was amazed a moment ago when a couple of passes got strung together on the floor.
Yes, I was just initially was confused by what the blurry white thing was going along the grass, and it was a football. I'm so used to seeing it in the air. Anyway, so now a corner to Sutton, I feel like it's going to be a goal.
Yes.
A near post by Torquay, back out to it for a Sutton throw.
Got a long thrower, Tim, have you? Oh, you're putting. We don't need to commentate anymore, but. Have you got a long thrower? Have you ever had one of them big long throwers?
Well, somebody took quite a long time doing it, yeah.
Not Percy thrower, of course.
This guy's taking a while, isn't he? Come on. Got a very long throw, this one takes about 10 minutes.
Oof. Not I.
I think the nearest to any goals being scored so far have been at Torquay in two instances. One with a deflection straight back into the Sutton keeper's hands, and then another one just then near the crossbar. Other than that, it's been almost like they're both playing each other too much respect.
Lovely to come to a football match, remember how dull it can be. But it's been brilliant as well.
There's
half time.
We started the second half like a train.
So we start. We always start too cheap. We always start right. Sure, sure. Right then. Everybody's seen it. Everybody's seen it. I'm very impressed. In the flesh, John Lewis.
Yes, very impressive. A bright start to the second half. The 60-minute mark reached. Tim Vine's thoughts.
Well, thoughts won't pick up on that. I better transfer it into dialogue. It's a game that's screaming out for a goal. I've been screaming out for a goal.
Yeah, you stood up to try and head of the corner in a minute.
Yeah, now it's just an attack from Torquay.
Go on.
Try not to be excited, just because.
Go on. No! Oh.
What a save. I'll tell you this now, listeners. The Sutton keeper has made some absolutely miraculous saves.
Unbelievable save.
And that was the pick of it.
That was an unbelievable miss.
No,
unbelievable save.
No, I think it was straight. Is it straight in the plums?
Straight in the plums.
Point blank range.
Point blank.
The keeper's taken one.
I think.
Oh, that's a miss and a half.
You don't like to stop the game if it's a head injury. Is that the same as a plumber?
You must have a plum assessment.
Oh, yes. Should have scored that.
Down on his haunches. Into the last 15.
I've got nothing to say and no means in which to say it, John, which for a podcast is very
it
bad.
It presents a few problems, doesn't it?
It's just... I don't know now. It's just... Tim Vine.
One goal wins it,
one
wouldn't
goal
you say?
Wins it.
Well, unless the opposition score as well, then one goal won't win it. Then it'll be a draw.
That's true.
Yeah. But that's I think true. At the moment, one goal could be enough to win it, if that's what you mean.
I would say no. I would take the 0-0.
Well, again, if we score, you're going to have to take a 1-0.
What we're saying is any manner of things can happen.
Still all to play for. Including this free kick, annoying free kick. Oh, that's a good free kick. Ooh, get up, don't foul. Let's go. There you go, launch it. Lovely. Hoof!
You sound like the Sutton manager, you could have the job.
Finds Randall, crosses in, and he's in the ball post! And it's him again, Asa Hall.
Oh!
so I knew I'm not subtle then at all. But I did very well.
I might have leapt about 10 foot in the air.
What I did was a little.
I'd just like to apologise to everyone at Sutton. I may have gone absolutely
That's a really, really good goal.
Oh my God.
Don't deserve that, apparently.
No, that's Beryl who makes the tea. She's been having her say all game.
Anyway, we should stop now, John, before we get thrown out. But we'll talk about it in the car park.
Excuse me, replacing Junior Tiemps here, number 28, Jonathan Wilson.
The chairman of Sutton United would like to see you both in his office.
Taken off the player they brought on at half time.
Oh, really?
If we keep this going, when we start doing our advertising with 5 minutes to go, it's going to be unbelievable sitting here, the amount of anger.
What are we? Probably 10 minutes total to go. This is going to be agonising.
Absolute agony. Done it right.
For Sutton, replacing Omar Bugeal, number 17, Toby Show Silver.
Danny Wright. Danny Wright is down.
Danny Wright's got a bad injury. Down. Bowden's coming
on. Sitting down.
He looks really badly injured.
He's very badly injured, actually, Tim.
Well,
you have to think of the welfare,
uncaring,
of the player.
Pro sportsman.
I don't know why you're thinking we're trying to.
Well, the player who just hopped up like Thumper from Bambi.
Come on, referee! Move him along!
I don't know why you're thinking.
He's just come back from a big injury, so, cutting some slack.
I don't care where he went on holiday.
Come on. Just he's an old man. He's 36.
Big injury, by the way. It sounds like a lovely place.
He's 36. I think you've got to be. I think you've got to take it easy.
Replacing Danny Wright, number 19, Scott Bowden.
Can I take it back? He's injured.
Nice to bring on some youth. 4 minutes.
Four and it on, is it?
That'll do.
Oh my God.
Is Danny Wright injured? I think he is injured.
No, he's all right. He's fine. 4 minutes. He's absolutely fine.
Four additional minutes at the end of the
first half. Like a dive to me, I think, to be honest.
A dive to me, but,
I think he went down very easily.
I've seen him given, John.
I thought that was a pen, to be honest.
Can we keep the ball now? Don't be nervous, Torquay. Don't be nervous.
Come on, Sutton! 3 minutes, 2 goals! Let's go!
Tim Vines summed up the equation there perfectly.
What? Away. Oh, away. Away.
Oh, stop doing that.
That's some self-respect.
Oh! Oh, that's free kick!
Well, it's a free kick, it's a throw, and it makes a difference, does it?
Desperate panic in the Sutton end.
I'm recording the whole of injury time. It's excruciating. Bowden. Hold on to this ball for 2 minutes. Come on.
Give it to the keeper.
No, don't give it to the keeper. Christ.
Come on, ref!
Oh, it's a poor kick as well. Well done, Asa. Well done, Asa Hall. Go on, Connor. Hold it in the corner now. Come on, Connor. Just stay there for a minute. Can he stay there for one whole minute?
Corner from it, Connor.
Well done, Connor. That's ours.
See this out, boys. Game management, as Gary says.
Got to be, what, a minute left?
Big decision on who's taking the throw in, of course.
Getting into it. Added on time and added on time here. Dave.
Foul throw.
Oh, you idiot.
Idiot, Randall.
Randall just tried to throw it into the Sutton player, given a foul throw.
Why is he not booked for that?
You've got to get booked for that.
I thought that was thought that was possibly a booking. So throw in. Keeper's gone nuts trying to boot the ball.
4 minutes, I think.
I'd say that's time, ref.
Two balls on the pitch, ref.
We've got another ball here, ref. That will do.
It. Just blow up, ref. Don't fall for that one.
The old
two balls on the pitch.
Even though the Sutton keeper kicked it onto the pitch.
Control yourself, Gary's saying.
control yourself.
This is Gary's years of experience here, just coming to the fore. Sutton taking a very long time here to take a throw in. That'll do, ref, I think. Come on. We've all seen enough. I think that could be a red card.
That's got to be a
definite red card. And a free kick, the last kick of the game.
He had to do it though, almost.
Had to do it.
Who was it? No, he's got a yellow. He's got a yellow in his hand. Look, it's going to be a yellow. There must have been men covering.
I think the free kick's going to be the last kick of the game.
Must
as well.
Be. And you're going to score, so there we go. Come on,
Harry. Harry Beautyman. With the last kick of the game, John. We've heard it before.
He's been useless. You know what you're doing, ref.
Referee's still not done anything.
Absolute joke there. Red card.
Oh, God.
Just get on the line. Everyone on the line.
Full 10 yards!
You'd hope this is too close.
People are like 14-year-olds.
This is, you'd hope, from our perspective, it's too
close.
In,
though, and he's good at these. Oh, look, we've got the draft excluders in.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Sutton have had their fair share of late equalisers, late winners this season. The draft excluder is absolutely ridiculous. Please, no.
I've seen nothing so far in this game to suggest it's missed.
Yes! He's missed. And that surely has to be it.
It's got to be 4 minutes. Oh, Kovalan's down, badly injured, John. Kovalan's down, very badly injured.
I think we've seen enough, ref. We've all seen enough. Let us go home.
Keeper's injured himself, John. Look. Oh, he's got to go the other side, yep.
What it speaks of is you've got to take your opportunities when you get them.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Win the ball, says Gary. Solid advice. Solid advice from Gary. Come on, ref, this has got to be it now. Blow that whistle. Here he goes.
Get, and I can only repeat this, the f*** in.
Well, listen, you were guests of Sutton United for the last time. Thank you very much.
Tim.
No, it's been great having you here.
Thank you very much.
I think on the balance of play, if I could be gracious for a moment, I think you probably deserved it.
I don't think he did. I think it was a draw, but I'm going to try and get over that fence and go and watch the talking out of Tim, if that's all right with you.
Yellow on me.
All the boys on the Insta, on the Twitter, Gary.
There it is, Gary Johnson, yellow on me.
Top man.
Thanks, Gary.
Come on.
The National Obsession.
So here we are in the car park. Back in front of the sea container,
cans.
Post-game.
Cans, on the cans.
With a can.
I wasn't expecting baked beans, but it'll do.
Tim Vines joined us for cans. Now, Gritton's still here. He's doing his own socials. And look at him.
Just buzzing.
There we are.
He is.
I'm literally shaking from adrenaline, but also having to keep it all in.
Yeah, yeah. What am I saying yeah, yeah for?
Yeah, you know, keep it all you in. Know your problem. No, you keep it all in. John Cadogan nearly dived on the pitch when we scored.
I did leap quite high,
went
yeah.
Up like a pole vaulter without the pole. It was like extraordinary.
Before quickly realising what I'd done.
He's the actual professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, that wasn't good.
No, listen, it was a tight game right up until you scored, and then it was.
And then we housed our way up to the end.
Well, that was that classic thing.
Was Ben Winter not sent off?
Well, I don't know. That was that looked like a red, didn't it? In fact, look, you said you, John, you reckon he did get a yellow, did you?
He got a yellow.
I just put to the chairman, and he said to the referee's assessor, "Why wasn't that a red?" And he said, "Didn't think it was a goal stopping a goal scoring opportunity." Mm. He was about to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I suppose you still have men
around
him.
Even if it wasn't a goal-scoring opportunity, it was definitely a cynical...
Anyway, look, there we are. Let's do a little roundup of the National League scores, John, from tonight. That's always nice. See if Tim is interested at all in those.
I'm very interested.
Dagenham and Redbridge 2, Eastleigh 0.
Dagger.
Halifax, they've beaten us twice this season.
Halley. Facts.
One of the other great shouts. Halifax 4, Wrexham. Halifax 0, Wrexham 4. Not as easy as it looks, is it?
No.
Sorry.
James Alexander Gordon.
Just reading out numbers.
Solihull Moors 2, Notts County 1. That is unbelievable.
That's a great result.
Stockport 4, Kings Lynn 0. Come on, you Linnets! Sutton United 0, Torquay 1. Oh, still playing, of course, because it's only 9 o'clock. Chesterfield 0, Boreham Wood 0, Weymouth 0, Aldershot 2, Woking 2, Bromley 1. Bloody hell. Bromley must be awful if Woking was 2. There we are.
Can't
how exciting.
Say that just, although I understand why you're celebrating, but let's just talk about briefly the current standing. And the current standing is we are level on points and we have a game in hand. So, you know, let's not say it's a Sutton podcast,
Tom, Tim.
And I'm not Tom.
Yes.
We're not a Sutton United podcast. Level on points, but you are ahead on goal difference.
Right.
Stockport have 58 points. We have 63 and 22 goals.
Oh, we're level on points, but we are ahead on goal difference. So your victory tonight was actually points.
And you've got a game in hand. But the momentum is with us, of course. Hartlepool are on 64 points with the worst goal difference, but they've played 2 games more than us and 3 games more than you on 35 games.
Yeah.
So...
But it's interesting that as well, because it makes them go under the radar slightly. We just keep going on about
annoying, isn't it?
That thing of, we've got games in hand, as though that means we're ahead of them. Well, yeah. Because we're not.
Sutton had games in hand, and they won them all, Tim. So, and they've blown it. That is the first cruel thing I've said. I've not said one cruel thing.
No, that was it. All you've night. Waited.
Martin Gritton, he's come out for car park cans, but he's not got involved, has he? I thought he'd be a lot more fun on the car park cans.
I was paying due deference to Mr. Vane here because I know what it's like being on the receiving end here after last season.
That's very kind of you, and I appreciate the level of respect coming from you that isn't coming from the other two.
Did you know Martin lives in one of these sea containers? Martin Gritton Sea Container.
It's waiting for you
to leave, it's a new Channel 5 documentary.
Exactly. The three of you are waiting for me to leave so you can all start singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Torquay United.
We're not a Torquay United podcast.
No.
We won't be doing letters this week. Will we, John? No. That's it for that's this week's episode. Thank you very much. Do send us your letters and get in touch. How can people get in touch, John, on what?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
There it is.
Or tweet
find us at NatObsPod on the Twitter. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Find Martin Gritton, what is your Twitter handle?
Or at M. Gritton.
And you're on Instagram. Do a lot of Instagram. He's a great-looking man, isn't he, Martin Gritton? So he's really handsome.
Silhouette with a bobble hat.
Yeah, he is. Can't quite
love
see.
That song. I love that song.
Silhouette with a bobble hat. Yeah.
Silhouette with a bobble hat.
Daryl Jones, one of those.
And Tim Vine, everyone knows who you are. So there we are. They can find you wherever they like. There we are. That's it.
That'll
Thank you
it.
Very much for joining on the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
Now that everybody's gone,
yes,
I think you can just,
John.
As a quick PS.
Yes, John.
Say exactly what
one
you
of
think.
Those. You know what? The thing this podcast has allowed us to do is a labour of love, John, as we know. And the thing it's allowed us to do is have experiences that I would never, ever, ever imagine having.
That was like Woking away.
but just for us.
But just for us. I think we deserve something.
Why shouldn't it just be us? No, of course.
No.
All the foffs. We
it
wish you were all here.
We could have gone mental with everybody.
I mean, imagine that goal.
I did my bit.
Imagine that goal if the Yellow Army were in.
Yeah.
Mayhem. Limbs, as they say. Anyway, we go,
time
John.
To go.
A brilliant win.
Yes.
Lovely evening on
we'll
the ice.
The National Obsession.